The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Patriotism gone out of fashion. Some seem to think our patriotic days are dead. We used to sing of our home.
All right, this is the Bing Crosby record that I got from Beth Connors. I love it. I love it. That's the Fred Waring chorale or you know, singing group. That bet that did you know, Frank, that she sang in that?
I did not know.
Wasn't that,
that
great? No, she was that,
that's very
that was a huge group back in the day.
Wow.
She was like 20 years old, maybe younger, and she would tour around the country.
This is a great country, a great country.
How about that?
So let's shout it clear and loud.
Amen.
Take a look in your history book. And you'll see why we should be proud.
Are you hearing Bing now? See that? We got to go. We got to go to songs from 1940 to be patriotic. Because everybody's trying to tear us apart, and we're not going to be torn apart. We're not going to be torn apart. We're not going to be torn apart. We're going onward and forward. We're going to maintain the greatness of the United States of America, the greatest country on planet Earth. My goodness gracious! Hey, Joe on the radio. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you, Albert. 7:07 on AM 970. The Answer. Great to have you with us this morning, Nicole Malley. Attackus will join us. Shanine Gobati, a member of the Foreign Affairs Committee of the National Council of Resistance of Iran, will join us. Michelle Eskenazi, the bail bond queen of Jersey and New York, will join us. Colonel Douglas McGregor. You don't want to miss Douglas McGregor, a chance to hear what he has to say about this Soleimani execution, this Soleimani preemptive strike, which I just thought, I have to tell you, I talked to my brother Rich, is very liberal, you know, and they don't sometimes understand the president, maybe perhaps as some people do, you know, just that it's his personality, and he's doing a great job. The country's in a great place, and we support the president of the United States, right? So he, you know, and you go back and forth because with my liberal friends, I could deal with liberal friends. I could deal with Democrats. It's the progressive crazy socialists that drive me crazy. But even my brother Rich goes, you know what? That was, you know what? I'm a hawk. It was great that he took this guy Soleimani out. Took him out. Preemptive strike. This guy was a mass murderer. So, and that's where my heart is, you know, say, go whack this guy. But I would have done it covertly because I'm Italian. So you do it on the, what happened? Something happened? I'm not quite sure, you know? And all the five families, Stracci, you got them all at once. Nobody suspected anything. That's the way I would have done it. But the fact that he went in, he got some intel. And then what made me laugh is the audacity of Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi. Schiff, you know, and the Speaker of the House. They said, well, we weren't notified. Are you kidding? You will never be notified. During the whole Trump tenure, all three, four terms, whatever the president decides. I love to irritate that. He's going for three terms, you know. They go, he's really going to do that. Yeah, well, maybe he is. But all the time that President Trump, you will never, ever, Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff, Gerald Nadler, all the clowns in Congress. And forgive me, I don't like to call names, but exactly. This whole impeachment fiasco, the Robert Mueller fiasco wasn't bad enough. Now they go to the Ukraine, this whole Ukraine thing. Now you expect Donald Trump to call and say, Nancy, you know, I'm thinking of taking out this really vicious killer. Do you think? There's no credibility. You know, and Nancy Pelosi had credibility. She was powerful and smart. She was Italian-American, and she had somewhat of credibility. Now, after this impeachment thing, and correct me if I'm wrong, and if you're a Democrat, you could call me. Who's there to represent us in the House of Representatives on the Democratic side? It's a clown show. you know, going after the president in the way they've done in this impeachment fiasco. So they have lost credibility, yet the president's supposed to call them and ask him about what's going on. Number two, this is what gets me crazy. Iran goes, well, now we're really going to develop nuclear capability. Really? You mean you weren't doing it before? And you know what gets me mad is when President Obama and Joe Biden, and I guess it was John Kerry, and they hand off $150 billion to Iran. You know all that? You know the terror that they caused? You know they backed Hezbollah? Apparently the last administration prior to this one didn't understand that Iran backed Hezbollah. Hezbollah wants the destruction, the elimination of every Jewish person on the planet. And yet we're giving money. And you remember the anti-Semitic rise within, and forgive me, not an attack, an objective observation, don't get excited, but I always felt, I'll speak for myself to make it more objective, that the Obama administration just didn't like or didn't understand Israel, just didn't like Israel, didn't like Benjamin Netanyahu, was never supportive of the Jewish community. This is my own take on it. You know, unlike this president who goes out of his way to make Jerusalem the capital, the president's children, grandchildren, daughter, they converted to Judaism, so they understand that. So when you see this vile spew of hate from some congresspeople in the United States House of Representatives, and they talk against Israel, they talk about the destruction of Israel and the Jewish community, and no one shuts them down. And we're supposed, so now, and then they gave they're the people that gave Iran $150 billion to go and support Hezbollah, who wants to destroy Israel. What credibility do these people have? And forgive me, you know, even a guy like Chuck Schumer, Mr. Israel, we've talked about it ad nauseum, very smart politically. He and Governor Cuomo are so savvy. They are political animals, and I mean that as a compliment. They whether you agree with them or not, they know how to play it, man. They're so smart. And to go up against them, you know who else was a political enemy? Chris Christie was. And you know, you may not like certain politicians, but they know, they're savvy, they have an instinct, and they're born to be like politicians like that. But, I mean, it was so disingenuous. I love that everybody marched in support of the Jewish community. And that march yesterday, it was a national news, and it was spectacular. Where were these people? All the politicians are now coming out. Why weren't they jumping on this program? Where were they before? Where was Chuck Schumer? Has Chuck Schumer censured Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib yet? I'm just saying, in Congress, these vile anti-Semitic congresswomen. Anybody? Nancy Pelosi? Anybody? Nothing. But we're going to march and we're going to talk on behalf of the Jewish community, yet we're going to let the hate be spewed. Bernie Sanders, he's a pathological liar. That's all he's been saying, a pathological liar. Bernie Sanders, I stand with Ilhan Omar. That takes Bernie off of my list. I don't know about you, you know, but no one says anything, not Nancy Pelosi. This, I'm telling you, the progressives have totally lost their way. So when the president takes out the Soleimani guy, he is not going to ask advice of these people who have virtually no credibility. Hey, it's Joe on the radio at 7:14 right now. Frankie is here. Albert's here. The boys are in. Here we are, up and running into 2020, Frank. Huh?
Big. Feels like yesterday was the year 2000. You remember?
Yeah, you know what? With everything, the Y2K.
Yeah, doesn't that feel like it was last week and not 20 years ago?
You know what? I don't know why. I saw a picture of my Mikey on when I was going through my phone, and it was when he was in Tampa. We did the Italian Fest in Tampa. It was 2 years ago, and I saw Michael, and he looked younger, and I remember his prowess on guitar, and you know, our listeners are down there, and they videoed Mikey, and it was just great. You know what? Bridget was down there, you know, and Robert David. It felt like 100 years ago. Huh. What I looked at Mike, and I said to Mike, I said, Mikey, does it not
seem... Well, you know what? You pack so much into any given day.
Maybe.
Whereas a normal person has maybe four noteworthy experiences a day. You have 40. So it seems like there's more time.
I feel like but you know what? I said, you know, I took the wrong medication. That's why I went down. I took the wrong medication. I could feel it. Even today, I could feel it. I'm going to the doctor today to get the stitches out. I'm going to tell him I want to get off everything. Carol Alt was here. Did a great job. Carol's so great.
Yeah, I heard.
She said, get off everything. She goes, get off everything. And I go, all right. And she's not wrong. You know, she's not wrong. So it was like I was just feeling a little queasy. But then I'm thinking back, if I died now, I feel like I've been... alive like forever. And I mean, I think some people feel that way too. Oh, he's still around?
Oh,
but
stop.
You know, I am, you know. So I appreciate it. I think because every day, I appreciate every single day.
She was telling him to get off all this stuff while he was shoving French toast in his face, and she was looking at him with such disdain. It was amazing.
Well, she's raw food.
Yeah, I know.
She has a very radical view of public health.
Did you see the vitamins she took in one shot?
Yeah. Don't even stop. Yeah.
Frankie, she took, there had to be what?
12, 13 pills?
No,
easy.
30.
30? 50. Well, I wasn't looking that intently.
She had about 20 pills. God bless her.
Yeah.
Carol Alt. And in the middle of a commercial break, she threw all the pills in her mouth, took a sip of water that she had, boom, took all those pills. I said, do you know, Carol, you could solve all of that with just a couple Balance of Nature? She loved Balance of Nature.
Yeah,
I'm sorry,
great.
Frank. So Frankie V, right on cue, runs in. We gave her Balance of Nature. She loves it. She absolutely loves it.
Terrific.
So I'm sorry.
I think she'd be a proponent of Balance of Nature because it's all whole foods. It's exactly what she's always talking about. It's raw as well, which is what her diet is, raw food.
Shout out to Joyce in sales and to Rob Klein, not Robert Klein, the comedian. This hotel, you're going to love it.
Great hotel.
It is a great hotel. I thank Rob Klein for helping out. Went in there yesterday, got in there late, drove in. There was a valet. The guy, can I take your car, sir? Oh, my gosh, took the car. Can you take my luggage, too? I could take it right to your room, sir.
Wow.
Holy bazoli, you know? So we appreciate that.
Don't get used to it.
We're off and running. America's Newsroom will be on with Sandra Smith and Bill Hemmer today at 11:40. Look forward to seeing you there. Ed Henry, that was a nice send-off. Did you see Fox and Friends weekend?
I was reading the descriptions on Twitter. I was on the radio at the time, so I didn't get to watch it with the sound on. But
you were on the radio. You're right. And so Ed, he's not on Fox and Friends weekend anymore. He's now going to do a Bill Hemmer show. I didn't realize that Bill Hemmer and Sandra do 3 hours every day.
Very impressive.
3 hours
Very
every day.
Very impressive.
And then I feel so dumb. I said to Neil Cavuto, I said, you know, I'm doing grunt work. I'm doing 4 hours every day. That's 20 hours a week. And it is a lot on radio when you think about it. It's a lot. Meantime, Neil does 3 hours a day on television.
Right, 6 days a week.
That's exactly right, 6 days a week. So yeah, he was kind enough. He could have said, Joe, give me a break. He did not. So
right, I'm playing the world's smallest violin.
I know. He's going to have to do a caveat on that. So was it also... We talked about the Golden Globes. Is it the Golden Globes? The Gold Globes?
I think of
the Gold Gloves I'm thinking
of,
you know?
Right.
So the Gold Globes, this is the international press gives awards to Hollywood. And I don't have any animus to Hollywood. I mean, if they ever said, when people criticize Hollywood, they criticize until they say, well, hey, how'd you like to do a guest shot on my show? I'll be on that show. What is it? Half the shows, I had no... There were two things I knew. I knew Eddie's movie, Dolomite, which you loved, by the way.
I really liked it, yeah. My wife liked it, too.
How great was Eddie?
Oh, he was tremendous. The soundtrack is great also.
But how does Once Upon a Time in Hollywood get a comedy? Was that a comedy?
You know what? That's what one of the big criticisms...
It won in the category that Eddie was in, and I was disappointed because I wanted Eddie to win. And then they put...
That's always been one of the big criticisms of the Golden Globes is how they categorize movies. Remember, a few years ago, they had... I think it was The Martian characterized as a...
Yeah, right, as a comedy. Right. What was
a few other things like that. It's a little odd.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is nowhere close to being a comedy. Are there funny lines in the movie? Sure. Is it a comedy?
So they had best actor in a comedy or musical, and Brad Pitt won for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. By the way, Brad Pitt, no, let me tell you something. This guy in that film was as good as anybody.
Brilliant.
Any work that anybody's done in Hollywood. Again, do I say about the president when I didn't know he had the courage, I should say, to take out Soleimani. And the analogy isn't really just, but you know, I didn't know Brad Pitt had that kind of acting chops. Oh my God!
It seems to be only with Tarantino. When he works on a film with Tarantino, he is fantastic.
Interesting.
Other films I've watched him in, you know,
Brad Pitt in once, and
he looked like a young
way,
Robert Redford.
By the way. Uh, uh, yeah, and
Leonardo DiCaprio in Once Upon a
Fantastic.
Time in Hollywood.
Brilliant.
No award for this guy, but what was he was? It was like in the musical, a comedy. How about in a movie? In
yeah,
a movie,
exactly.
A drama,
exactly. Huh? I can't disagree with you. But again, this is The Martian actually won in the category of musical or comedy.
No, it did not.
Yeah, it did. It's not a musical nor a comedy. That's what the thing is with the Golden Globe. You know, this Hollywood foreign press. It's a very mysterious organization. Nobody really knows a lot about what goes on there.
Yeah.
I have some questions for the Hollywood.
But Ricky, we'll play Ricky Gervais's open where he just shut down. He said, you know, the woke celebrities, you know, and he just put them in their place yesterday. My gosh. But again, no animosity. It was just. It was overdue that somebody did actually bring that out. 7:21 with Joe on the radio, and Nicole Malliotakis will join us momentarily. This hour as well, Shanin Gobadi, member of the Foreign Affairs Committee of the National Council of Resistance of Iran, will join us as well. Debbie Duhaime is out there looking out for you. Debbie, you don't watch those award shows, right?
I saw some of the highlights. I was watching football all weekend.
Yeah, girl.
So I was watching the playoffs like crazy. But I saw some of the highlights this morning. Like I saw the open with Ricky. That was hysterical.
Too funny.
I'm glad 1917 won because I really want to see that. I
saw it. And, you know, we'll be talking about it later in the show. I got to tell you, magnificent film.
Yeah,
magnificent shot. I see the director won. Mendez won. I'll tell you what, this is a great film. I happened to watch it over the weekend. Debbie, how are we doing traffic-wise? 7:21, Debbie's out there for you on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe, I see some delays on the Uptown B, D, N, R, and Q trains. It's all due to signal problems. Also delays on the 7 train. Let's see what's happening out here on the roads. If you're heading over to the Cross Bronx West, right on the ramp to the Deegan, it's an accident on the ramp. Bronx River Parkway South, the Pelham Parkway, an accident. Traffic is moving slowly this morning on the Grand Central Parkway West at LaGuardia with an accident there. Alternate side suspended. Metered parking rules remain in effect. Over on 9A southbound at 117 into Briar Cliff Manor, a collision there. Southbound Thruway, a lot of volume. 14A down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Inbound GWB, Lincoln and the Holland, all about 20 to 25. 78 West, accident cleared in the locals getting out through Newark. And you're moving slowly on 287 North. Northbound, getting up toward that South Plainfield area as well. Partly cloudy today, high in the 40s. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by AP Book. For more than a year, the whole of Vermont was captivated by the hunt for a runaway golden retriever. Read Catching Murphy, the latest book from the Associated Press, available now exclusively at Amazon.com.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Federal aviation regulators in the U.S. are considering mandatory flight simulator training for pilots before the grounded 737 MAX planes return to the air. The Wall Street Journal says the FAA is now increasing emphasis on the training. Boeing had argued that pilots didn't need any special training beyond what is received to fly any 737. Mercedes-Benz vehicles from the 2001 to 2011 model years are being recalled because the sunroof glass panel could detach. The recall involves 744,000 cars across multiple models. The Dow was down 233 on Friday, the NASDAQ down 71, the S&P down 23. Oil prices and gold are higher this morning. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Time's running out to win $5,000 a week forever from Publishers Clearinghouse. Enter now at PCH.com and you could win $5,000 a week for your life. Plus, after that, $5,000 a week for life for someone you choose. Don't miss your chance to win because $5,000 a week forever is guaranteed to be awarded on February 28th. Enter at PCH.com before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Better hurry if you want the next big winner to be you. Enter at PCH.com now. Entries due 225. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Cats Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Cats Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Morano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio, 725 right now. You got to check out John Catsimatidis, Sunday mornings and Wednesday, Cats at Night. Great, great radio. And on Sundays, followed by the great Frankie Five Burrows with Morano in the Morning. That is really gaining traction all around the country. Hey, I got to tell you about this film, 1917. It's a film I know you will enjoy. It has the feel of Dunkirk, remember, and Saving Private Ryan. I'd recommend it to anyone who enjoys history and war movies. So, I got it. I have the film. I watched it, and it is magnificent. It is truly, and it won Sam Mendes, the director, and I don't want to give anything away. Matter of fact, I'm not going to say anything because I don't want to give it away, but Sam Mendes has a personal connection to this film. Brilliantly directed, like you can't believe it, in the trenches of World War One, and I'm a World War II buff, but buff is not the right word. I'm kind of a historian on World War II, thanks to my dad. But World War One, you forget about it. What a vicious, horrific war. You know, it's like time is the enemy. These two young soldiers on the storyline, and they're given an impossible mission to cross enemy territory and deliver an urgent message that will save the lives of 1,600 fellow soldiers, including the life of one of their brothers. Will they make it? Do they make it? What do they have to go through? It's from the director of Skyfall. He won Best Director just yesterday at the Golden Globe Awards, Sam Mendes. You have to see 1917. You really don't want to miss 1917, now playing in select theaters everywhere on January 10th.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com. If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Jersey Joe on the radio, 727. Nicole Maliotakis is Assembly Member representing Staten Island and Brooklyn, a Republican candidate for Congress. Nicole, welcome back to the show. How are you doing this morning?
I'm great, Joe. How are you today?
Good, good. We're up and we're at them. Here we are into 2020 already, if you can believe that. How's the campaign going for Congress, by the way?
Well, I think it's going really great. We're getting a lot of support from not only Staten Island and Brooklyn, but across New York City. We had a great year in 2019. We raised $1 million.
Wow.
The thing is that these races are very expensive to get your message out.
Yeah.
And we're going to obviously need more money. So it's not enough, but we're working toward what we do need. So we will have the resources. We have hundreds of volunteers that have signed up, picking up lots of endorsements. And so we feel really good about our chances to take back what has historically been the only Republican voice for New York City. So the hundreds of thousands of people in this city who feel that AOC and Bill de Blasio don't represent them, please go to my website, NicoleForNY.com.
That's actually a great campaign slogan, you know, because, oh, my God, I still can't believe that Amazon deal. Nicole, I can't believe we lost Amazon out of the 25,000 jobs and no apologies. They don't even look back. They doubled down and said we did the right thing. I mean, what are we doing with these people? And this impeachment fiasco. I mean, and what credibility do these people have, right, Nicole?
Well, I mean, look, that's the thing. I mean, we need someone who's going to push back, and we don't have that right now. What you have are Democratic socialists in New York City or just Democrats who are afraid of them and just sort of are moving more to the left just to placate them. And that's exactly, I think, what has resulted with the impeachment. And we need a solid voice, people who are going to actually focus on what the American people want in this country. You know, we still don't have an infrastructure package to bring resources back to our city to fix our subway system. We have not done enough to secure our borders. When you look at something so simple as securing our borders, now think about this. As a result of Governor Cuomo's bail law, there was an illegal immigrant on Christmas Eve who drove unlicensed, killed a mother of three, hit-and-run accident, left the scene, was then caught, and he was arrested and charged. And he was released right back onto the street.
Man.
And because of ICE, he's now been rearrested and will be deported. But the issue here is that we don't have a system in New York State that makes any sense. And when you think about all these crimes, not just those who are committed by individuals who are here illegally, you saw someone with 24 prior arrests punch a police officer, get arrested, and then released back on the street.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You saw the number of anti-Semitic crimes take place, of individuals repeatedly arrest and brought back, let back on the street. The bank robber, Hunter's fourth bank robbery in upstate New York, released back onto the street. All
so
by
you're
Governor Cuomo's botched bail law.
And you're in Albany talking to these folks, and you want to say and be civil, you know, and being the nice person that you are, Nicole. So how do you say to your colleagues, what are you people thinking? What are you thinking? How do you address something like that?
We often say that when we're on the floor having a debate. And sometimes it's very hard to see their point of view. And I'll be honest with you. You know, people want to, make fun of the minority. And the minority may not have the power. Sometimes we have difficulty passing laws, and that is true. But the minority plays a very important role, and that is to keep those who are in power accountable. And if you look at the way the state is made up, and people need to understand that Democrats is one-party rule. Democrats control every statewide office. They control the state Senate. And they control the state assembly. In the state assembly, it's over 2-to-1 margin. And so, you know, we try as hard as we can to push back and fight back. We often don't have the votes to stop this policy. The way we get it done is by embarrassing them, pointing out the flaws in various laws that they're attempting to take place. And that's how we stopped a lot of things this year, Joe. People should know that, if I can, just to point out, they tried to pass legislation that would have automatically registered everyone who applied for a driver's license to vote on the last day of session. Which would have allowed illegal immigrants and those who are non-citizens to automatically register to vote unless they, on their own goodwill, said, I'm not eligible. So you would have had a tremendous amount of people registered that are not eligible in the state of New York unless my colleague Colin Schmidt from Rockland County and I had exposed this bill and really pointed out what the bill did. And then it was taken off the agenda on the very last day of session. They also passed legislation in the budget that would give illegal immigrants a free college tuition, but the very next day went into the Committee of Higher Education and voted against giving that same benefit to the children of military men and women.
Yeah,
We exposed it nationally.
Yeah, yeah.
You had me on the show to talk about
That's right.
And we were able to get that restored.
Yeah, God bless
you. That's how we get things done, by pointing out and getting people enraged in the state so they call their state legislators. They got to do it now. They got to call the governor and their state reps today because we're going back to session Wednesday. We need to get this bail law fixed.
All right. Yeah. And yesterday there were 20,000 marching across the Brooklyn Bridge against anti-Semitic attacks. And did you see the were you there? Did you march with that? I know they put I don't want to put anybody down, but they had Governor Cuomo there and Chuck Schumer there. And my question every time I see the politicians is, where were they when this was all going on? I've been talking about it for 6 years on this radio program, this anti-Semitic rise. And do you see the correlation between these new criminal justice reforms and the rise in these anti-Semitic attacks, Nicole?
Well, I think it's the lawlessness, the environment that's been created by our mayor, by our governor, that has allowed this to take place. If you look at the list of crimes that are now eligible for release without any bail, it's very frightening. I mean, there are various hate crimes, from everything from aggravated assault of a child to aggravated harassment to just regular assault. And then you have crimes like coercion and menacing, but then also a whole slew of other crimes. So you look at strangulation. Yesterday, I put on my Facebook page, this is the classic example that I've been using since this bill was voted into law, of a domestic violence. If you are a woman who has an ex-lover who is a stalker, strangles you, that person is released now, which is exactly what happened in Albany County. And now, would you feel comfortable that night sleeping at home thinking this person may come and now possibly even kill you? I mean, these are the crimes that are now eligible for no bail, criminally negligent homicide, any type of drug dealing. We're facing a drug epidemic in this state. But the thing is this. Many of us, Republicans and Democrats, believe that we do need some type of cash bail reform. However, what this bill does not do, in addition to including many of those dangerous crimes, doesn't consider dangerousness to society if someone poses a public safety risk. It doesn't consider someone's criminal history, like the guy who punched the police officer with 24 prior arrests. I mean, why should he be eligible now for bail?
Yeah.
So these are the changes that we're looking for. And most importantly, everyone in our country under the Constitution deserves their right to a speedy trial. And this law does nothing to do that, to make sure that these cases are heard quickly. And that is what I think one of the other changes we should be focusing on. I urge people to go to my website and sign my petition. We have over 11,000 people that have signed.
Where can we find you, Nicole?
Bail law.
You know, you're
NicoleFrenWhite.com. NicoleFrenWhite.com.
I love your
bail is a petition.
I love your fight.
It's very important.
Yeah, your fight is great. Not only on this, and all the things that you're standing for up there. And I know there's a group of good folks up there trying to fight and make sense of what's happening in New York. Because around the country, they don't believe it. They look back. We can't believe we're living it. And all the only thing they do is keep raising taxes. Nicole Maliotakis. So give us the website one more time, Nicole.
It's NicoleForNY.com.
All right. I always appreciate it. I'll see you out there, Nicole. God bless. Godspeed.
Thanks, Joe.
I always appreciate you joining us. Take care. 7:36 with Joe on the radio and Shanine Gobati, a member of the Foreign Affairs Committee of the National Council of Resistance of Iran, is going to talk about the Soleimani killing coming up momentarily. Big Al standing by with the headline news right now on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
34 degrees at 7:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Flags will be flying at half staff across the state. Thursday, in tribute of a fallen American hero from Bergen County, Governor Murphy says all U.S. and New Jersey flags be flown as such to honor Sergeant First Class Michael Goble of Washington Township. 33-year-old Westwood Regional High School graduate reportedly killed last month in Afghanistan by an explosion while seizing weapons belonging to the Taliban. Murphy says Goble represents the best values of the nation's armed forces and of New Jersey. Police are looking for two people caught on camera during a violent subway brawl in the Bronx. Video shows a man and woman getting into a physical fight while aboard a 6 train in the Soundview section at around 7 a.m. on New Year's Day. Cops say the woman was seen punching the man repeatedly while the man later dragged the woman off the train at the Elder Avenue station and kicked her in the stomach. Police haven't confirmed what started the fight. In sports, Knicks lose to the Clippers 135-132. St. John's loses to Xavier 75-67. NFL wildcard weekend, Vikings beat the Saints in overtime 26-20. Seahawks took out the Eagles 17-9. Sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning to you, Al. Thanks a lot. Alternate side parking rules suspended. Metered parking rules in effect. Let's see what's happening here on the Cross Bronx westbound. That ramp to the Deegan accident right on the ramp. Bronx River Parkway south into Pelham Parkway, an accident as well. It's still kind of busy on the southbound side of the Henry Hudson getting down toward the GWB. And watch for delays this morning on the Grand Central Parkway west at LaGuardia with a disabled vehicle. Traffic moving slowly on the Van Wyck northbound at Hillside Avenue. Some earlier problems there cleared. Also seeing some slowdowns on the island on the LIE. LIE westbound slowing down at Old Nichols Road with a collision. Another crash by Comac Road. And finally another one out by Lakeville Road getting in toward Lake Success. And watch for some slowdowns as you head over to 80 East Exit 30 with an accident being cleared. Clouds today high in the 40s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. You know, I've told you about Jody Police. She's the CEO and founder of JRT Realty. She was given recently a Lifetime Achievement Award by the Real Estate Board of New York, the tri-state area's premier real estate institution. And since starting JRT in 1996, Jody has grown the firm into the largest woman-owned real estate service in the United States of America, across the country. JRT Realty brings nationwide experience with Fortune 500 companies and independent clients. JRT professionals have handled leasing and sales transactions totaling more than $3 billion and currently lease and manage 10 million square feet of commercial and industrial space nationwide. As a trailblazer for women in the real estate industry, she's worked on some of New York's most iconic projects, including the new One World Trade Center. JRT provides a full range of customized client services, including all facets of tenant representation, leasing, property management and investment sales. And there's no one better to represent your real estate interest in New York City than Jody and the JRT Realty team. In commercial real estate, you want Jody Police and JRT in your corner. For more information, call JRT Realty Group today. It's 212-445-1200, 212-445-1200, or visit JRTRealty.com.
Being in the Army National Guard is about more than serving your country. It's about being there for your community when your neighbors need you most. The Army National Guard makes college affordable, and serving part-time can help you graduate debt-free. Do you want to stay close to friends and family? The Guard allows you to serve close to home. Serving part-time in the Army National Guard lets you have the life you want. Learn more by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the New York Army National Guard, aired by the New York State Broadcasters Association and this station.
Digital marketing is a big part of just about every business. It's everywhere. Is your business using it to your advantage? You could be losing sales by the second. Salem Surround can help you. We give you all the right tools to surround your target audience and turn website visitors into leads. A full-service digital agency, providing you with all your marketing under one roof. Contact Salem Surround.
Get a complimentary digital analysis and get ahead of your competition. Call Salem Surround, 212-857-9635 or surroundnewyork.com.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or radio.com.
All right, Joe on the radio. It's a 741 telling you about Perillo Tours. We want you to go to Italy with Steve and I. We're spending Good Friday and Easter Sunday in Rome. And, you know, it's something that is very special to us. This family, when I speak to you on the radio before this microphone every morning, you are family. And when we went to Italy just recently, you know, in October, we became even tighter and closer. And I realized the goodness of the folks kind enough to listen to the show we call Piscopo in the morning with Frank and Alan, Debbie and myself. I tell you, it's so great to meet you. So a lot of folks said, Joe, we wanted to go. We couldn't make it. Now is your time. It's Easter in Rome. This is a once-in-a-lifetime trip. I'm telling you because I love you. And I want to give you the opportunity to go with us so you don't say, ah, I was going to go. I couldn't make it. So we're virtually sold out, and we're going to have a blast in Rome, Assisi, Florence, the Tuscan countryside, Pisa, Siena, Cinque Terre. That's just to mention a few places where we'll be. This is a Perillo tour, which is always stress-free. It's an escorted vacation. We asked for the guide. We asked for Paolo. They have the best tour guides. You know, it's so much fun. You got to go. Here's the number. You could call Janice. And Janice, tell me about Easter in Rome with Steve Perillo and Joe Piscopo. 800-431-1515. 800-431-1515. Just say, I want to fly away to Italy with Joey. Or visit, please, PerilloTours.com.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Joe on the radio, 743. Shanin Gobadi is a member of the Foreign Affairs Committee of the National Council of Resistance of Iran. Mr. Gobadi, welcome back to the show, sir. Nice of you to join us this morning.
Thank you, Joe, and Happy New Year to you and your family and all of the listeners.
Oh, thank you. You're most kind. Right back at you, Mr. Gobadi. You know, we've talked to you before, and I really value your perspective on the protests in Iran. Just so folks understand your perspective, your group is dedicated to opposing the current regime in Iran, correct?
Our movement is dedicated to overthrow the current regime in Iran and to establish a democratic, secular Republic in Iran, where the ballot box would be the ultimate arbiter and Iran would be a sensible member of international community, and Iran will go back where it's supposed to be, which is a great country, great nation, contributing to the world peace and stability. And I think your listeners would be very much interested to know that this whole movement against the Ayatollahs, with a vast network inside Iran led by the People's Mujahideen Organization of Iran, known as Mujahideen Khalq or MEK, all of this movement is led by a woman who is a Muslim but profoundly anti-fundamentalist named Madame Maryam Rajavi. And we think the change in Iran is now more within reach than any other time.
Now, how are you feeling about the killing of General Soleimani, sir?
Well, as Madame Rajavi pointed out, we believe this was an irreparable blow to the regime in Tehran. One has to remember that Soleimani basically embodied the regime's nefarious and malign conduct throughout the region, which has been a pillar of the survival of this regime. Qasem Soleimani was not only a spy master, but he was a first-rate criminal. I think, you know, he was one of the most vicious criminals of Iran's history. He was personally involved in massacre of hundreds of thousands of people in Iran and throughout the region, in Syria, in Iraq, in Lebanon, in Yemen, and also driving millions of others from their homes. You know, he was the mastermind of massacre of the MEK people in Iraq. He was the mastermind of massacre of protesters in Iran for years and years, the most recent one being in November, in which 1,500 protesters were killed point blank by snipers, which were led by Qasem Soleimani. So, you know, people who say, look, you know, he was this, he was that, he was simply a, as I said, one of the most vicious criminals of Iran's history, period.
So do you think most Iranians feel that way? And I'm looking at all the video, you know, and I don't know if it's propaganda, Shanin, is a problem where we see, you know, what looks like hundreds of thousands of Iranians coming out to support and pay tribute to Soleimani. Is that manufactured by the regime?
It's all state managed. You have to remember that people are coerced to come. There are state employees, you know, school children, university people who have to come, otherwise they will be purged. I'll make it very clear for you. When he was killed, the spontaneous natural reaction of the people in Iran, in Iraq, in Lebanon, in Syria was rejoicing.
Wow.
You know, people, you know, started distributing sweets, you know, celebrating. Obviously, in Iran, people are not free to express that, but we have a lot of videos from people's homes who were celebrating, dancing, men and women, the people who lost their beloved ones in hands of Soleimani. Another case in point is, look, in January 2018, and again in November 2019, when there were nationwide protests in Iran, protesters pulled down the pictures of Ali Khamenei, the supreme leader.
Right.
And guess whose picture was pulled down next? Qasem Soleimani. Not one place, not two places.
Yeah.
Dozens and dozens of places. His billboards and his posters were pulled down and burned. That is the true sentiment of Iranians when they get a chance. How on earth they can like someone who killed them and devoured them and massacred them and, you know, like, you know, through... you know, bombs on their heads. It's simply inconceivable.
Yeah. Yeah.
Human nature is human nature. All you see is state-managed pictures for the regime simply trying to cover up the big loss that they have had.
So it's all manufactured, what we're seeing. And you know what? The news is just playing it. The mainstream media is just not even addressing all the things that you're talking about. But what does concern us, the prospect of retaliation? Now there's supposed to be retaliation. Should we be, as Americans, concerned about that, Shanin?
Well, you have to remember this regime is very weak. It's true that's the main state sponsor of terrorism the world over. It has been like this for the past 4 years.
Mm.
But at the same time, one has to keep in mind and put in the context that this regime is at its weakest point it has ever been. With the protests inside Iran, which I just mentioned, there were protests in 190 cities throughout Iran. People were chanting death to Khamenei, death to Rouhani, the president, and death to Qasem Soleimani. And the regime only could stop it by... you know, massacring 1,500 people in a matter of a few days. So this shows the level of the hatred of the people towards the regime. So the regime is very weak inside Iran. Regionally, it's very much isolated. Internationally, obviously, with the sanctions and the appeasement policy, which was the underlying policies for years and years, and it changed when this current administration came to power. This regime is at its weakest point. And they huff and puff. But one thing I can tell you, the experience of the past 40 years have proven to us that whenever there's firmness, whenever there's a steadfastness, this regime retreats. They take, when you give them an inch, they take a mile. But when you stand firm, the mullahs understand the balance of power too well and they retreat.
Shaheen Gobadi, a member of the Foreign Affairs Committee, love chatting with you, sir, of the National Council of Resistance of Iran. So when you see President Trump do this, not announce this unexpected, you know, the Hellfire missiles that took out Soleimani and his cohort there, you rejoiced? I mean, is that safe to say that, sir?
Well, I think every sensible Iranian rejoiced. Everyone who's against this regime and its atrocities rejoiced. Look, what happened to Soleimani and the reaction to Soleimani's death, I think, is a very vivid criterion for people to stand. What I mean is that if the people, there's the least sympathy to the regime, if there's the least sympathy to Soleimani, it means that you have no sympathy for freedom and democracy in Iran. Qasem Soleimani represented the worst of this criminal regime. So it's very natural and very intuitive for people to be, you know, see that this regime is held accountable for all its misdeed and malign conduct. This regime has done so many crimes over the years with impunity that, you know, it's about time the international community should say enough, enough. As Madam Maryam Rajavi, the president of the resistance movement, underscored, the international community, in particular Europe, must end the policy of appeasement. It should recognize the right of the Iranian people to resist and rise for freedom to replace popular sovereignty in place of the current theocracy. And I think every sensible person will subscribe to this.
Shaheen, we appreciate you joining us. So do you think, by the way, before we let you go, sir, you said you want to overthrow the current regime. I mean, it's such a vicious regime. I mean, are you optimistic about that?
I've never been more optimistic. Look, this has been a long process. We have been struggling against this regime for almost four decades.
Yeah.
In the course of this, 120,000, keep in mind, 120,000 good Iranians, men and women, young and old, have lost their lives to achieve this goal.
Wow.
And now there is a viable opposition, an organization, a structure, identifiable leader, a platform for the future,
yeah,
a clear path for transition is all there with international support, lots of support in the U.S. Congress, lots of support in the U.S. Senate, and also other parliaments throughout the world. So the groundwork has been done. The Iranians are ready, and there are more and more protests now, and we think the prospects have never been more optimistic than today. Obviously,
yeah,
the international community can help to expedite the process by being firm to the Ayatollahs.
And where can we find the organization, Shaheen?
Go to our website, ncr-iran.org. I repeat, ncr-iran.org. You see all the updates about the situation inside Iran, a unique perspective, in our website. And you can also follow us on our Twitter. And my handle is Gobadi, G-O-B-A-D-I. That's my Twitter handle.
You're great chatting with you, Shaheen. God bless, Godspeed. And you got these airwaves anytime that you need them, sir.
And God bless you and your listeners. And once again, Happy New Year to you, Joe, and all of your listeners.
Happy New Year to you too, Shaheen Gobadi, member of the Foreign Affairs Committee of the National Council of Resistance of Iran. Debbie Duhaime out there looking out for you, 753 on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning, Joe. Let's go to 9A southbound, getting down through Briarcliff Matter in toward Bedford Road. Watch out. It's an accident taking a lane. Stop and go as you head to the Garden State Parkway north at the Driscoll Bridge with an accident there. LIE westbound building up quickly out through Utopia Parkway. Also some slowdowns on the island on the LIE west at Old Nichols Road. An accident just cleared. Then you're heavy at Comac Road with a crash still being worked on. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie. Thank goodness for Debbie Duhaime. Thank goodness for balance of nature. I take religiously balance of nature with my life, with what's going on. I think balance of nature literally balances everything out in my life with the ups and the downs and the, you know, the things that happen that you don't expect. I stay true on my regimen of balance of nature, and it seems to offset. It allows me to continue at the speed that I'm going, which I love, by the way. You know, Joe, you got to slow down. Nah, I don't think so. You know what? You know when you rest, So I invite you, and Frank and Alan, Debbie invite you to try balance of nature. Just try balance of nature. It's 100% whole food plants, fruits and vegetables. I keep telling you, a daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Once you start taking Balance of Nature, you're going to feel great. You have a lot more energy, you know. You have a lot more mental clarity, and you offset any of the free radicals that are attacking your body that will cause, you know, disease, that will cause colds. I mean, this is what I'm finding. I am the walking clinical study for Balance of Nature, right? Always indebted to the Howard family, Dr. Douglas Howard and his beautiful family, for coming up with balance of nature. Now you have this. This is great to help you start your New Year's resolutions right. Balance of Nature is offering 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. This New Year's special will not last. Call in now, please. 800-2468-751. 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com. Use that discount code, The Answer.
It's Syracuse and Virginia Tech in the Dome tomorrow. Orange pregame at 8:30. Tip off 9 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer. New York's home for Syracuse University basketball.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, whether it's politics, pop culture, business, or Broadway, we've got the conversations you want to hear.
There is always something to learn.
Do you enjoy talking politics?
No. That's a good question. High five.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and online on NJ.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
Hi, Joe Piscopo. I have a special offer alert for radio listeners. Go to MyPillow.com, radio listeners specials. Buy one, get one free offer today for MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets, all with free shipping at MyPillow.com. 800-651-0798. Order now. Use promo code AM970.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No. Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Did you miss what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show live stream?
Catch up on our YouTube channel.
YouTube.com/AM970 The Answer.
Joe Lumber! Joey, 757. How we doing weather-wise this morning, Joe?
Getting better. We're going to see some sunshine. It's going to get kind of windy today, but there's going to be some midday and afternoon sunshine and temperatures in the 40s this afternoon. That's not bad.
Are you kidding? Not bad. It was freezing yesterday. What was with that wind, Joey? You didn't go out on the bike.
Yeah,
tell me you went on the bike.
Get used to the wind.
Did you go out on the bike
yet? I did not go on the bike. I've not been on the bike since Thursday. I've taken a couple of days off to rest and relax.
Gosh almighty, I love it. Listen, you do pace yourself, Joe, huh? But still no pain.
Yeah, you know,
no pain.
I've been feeling no pain. I've been feeling a little bit of a cold, so I said, you know, we're just going to relax and let the body heal.
Take that balance of nature, baby.
Exactly. When I feel 100%, we're back at it, and, you know, and I'll be fine.
All right, Joe. So 40s today and through the rest of the week.
Yeah, 40s today, about 43 tomorrow. Might see a little rain, snow mix. Not going to be much late tomorrow and early tomorrow. That's gone. Very windy, cold on Wednesday and Thursday. Then it gets very mild for Friday into the weekend.
We're loving that. Thank you, Joe Lumberg. 7:58 with Joe Piscopo on the radio with Frank Morano and Al Gattulo and Debbie Duhaime. Michelle Eskenazi, the bail bond queen of New York and New Jersey, has a lot to say. She's going to join us in the next hour. We can take your phone calls. I see the calls. I've been delinquent. 877-970-2999 on the Balance of Nature phone line. Piscopo in the morning. Coming right back at you.